2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, the owner of two massage parlors in Salt Lake County has been charged with prostitution. Prosecutors say Health Massage at 3411 South Redwood Road and Swan Spa at 1465 South and State Street offered sexual services along with their massages. Second, opening day for the Salt Lake Bees. They welcome Reno tonight at 6:30 Mountain Time. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meeks.
It's Redwood Road. We do have both directions of travel affected at about 300 north due to a serious crash there. And then delays southbound I-15 in Lehigh as you're passing the point of the mountain due to a crash prior to SR-92 on the shoulder. Ricky Meeks in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine in the middle 80s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
85 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden taking his message to rebuild America's highways, bridges, and more to Louisiana today. His $2 trillion infrastructure proposal has hit a wall with Republicans. The president says the bulk will be paid for by asking corporate America to pay their share of taxes.
The president standing near a badly worn Lake Charles, Louisiana bridge saying he doesn't understand Republicans' resistance to his infrastructure plan.
I've never seen a Republican or Democrat road. I just see roads.
President Biden saying he's willing to compromise, but insists the nation must include far more than roads and bridges to make sure the country stays connected. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The third highest ranking Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, could be closer to losing her position as GOP conference chair. She wrote an op-ed piece saying Republicans who ignore and condone former President Trump's false claims the election was stolen are steering the party in a dangerous direction. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
What is different now is that few Republicans are rushing to her defense. You have the top two Republicans in the House, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise. They both have made it clear they want her out of party leadership. So it now has come down to this. One by one, Republicans are turning on Cheney. And though she voted to impeach, her record is in line with former President Donald Trump. She voted with his agenda more than 90% of the time. And instead, they're rallying behind Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Her record, less conservative, but she did vote to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
Coronavirus booster shots will likely be needed to extend immunity. Moderna's president, Dr. Stephen Hoge, says trials show it's effective against current variants.
Just think of it almost like a software update to make sure that the booster you're getting is the best booster we can make for you at the time that you need.
Dr. Hoge also says no word yet on when those booster shots would be needed in the future. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. It's a seasonal rite of passage. Warm weather brings ramped up construction on Valley Roads. UDOT spokesman John Gleason joined our Utah Construction 1 Hour special this afternoon. Fresh on everyone's mind is the 104th South closure at Bangor Highway and the reopening of 126 South at Bangor.
The east-west closure at 126 South, we're going to reopen that again in late August. 104 South, that's going to be a little bit longer. We're going to keep that closed until November. The idea on both of these is to open them in time for the holiday shopping season, which is such an important time for retailers. We closed 126 South back in January, and we've made huge progress since then. We've relocated a main water line. We've set the beams for the new bridge, and we're working currently on the new bridge deck. We see about 60,000 vehicles per day out here on Bangor Highway, and we're going to see that number probably grow over the next few years. And so our priority is to make this feel more like a freeway and really address that growth and make it easier for people to get around.
Gleason asks us all to be patient while they get to work fixing our roads. He and UDOT promise it'll be worth it once those projects are done. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the roads. And here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those on southbound I-15, you're looking good from the North Temple downtown area all the way to the point. But then at the point, you're going to see slowdowns pretty quickly. It's all due to a crash prior to SR-92 Temp Highway. Now, the accident is out of traffic. We had a KSL traffic trooper. Looks like there might be some type of debris, maybe gravel on the road near that site. So just use a little bit of caution, but no major delays or backups so far. Now, for those on I-80 westbound, we do have delays at the I-15 junction over to Redwood, where we've had an accident reported there. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and main secondaries are in good shape. Steve?
Still have a couple of wrecks on Redwood Road, one pretty bad, affecting traffic in both directions. This is 400 North in Salt Lake. Southbound and northbound left lanes are closed through there. The other crash is on the other end of the valley, northbound Redwood at 123rd South in Riverton. That's blocking the northbound lane. Traffic being forced to use the median there. Northbound 15, no problems between downtown Salt Lake City up through Davis, Weber, and Boxelder County. Southbound 15, a little slow, Riverdale to Roy. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's see how long this beautiful weather is going to last. Grant Wayman has the 7-day forecast.
High temperatures around 84 today with a lot of sunshine, partly cloudy, 80 tomorrow. We'll get some showers possible late Friday night into early Saturday morning. Partly cloudy, cooler on Saturday, the high is 65. 64 Mother's Day and a mix of sun and clouds. Rain showers again on Monday with a high of 63. Get partly cloudy skies up to 69 on Tuesday and then 75 sunshine Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Great day for a walk or just about anything else you need to do outside. Right now, 85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. It was also a great day for the markets. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Do you know how much equity is in your house? Equity appreciation is growing at record amounts, and Associated Mortgage can help you put that equity to work for you. Associated Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Today's rate is just 2.5%. With rates this low, now is the best time to refinance and lower your monthly mortgage payment. Associated Mortgage has programs for you to lower your payment and drop PMI forever. Refinance and get funds to make home improvements, pay down debt, or take that needed vacation. Call Associated Mortgage now and get the best rate at 2.5%. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.5%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999 for a 2.5% 30-year rate. 2.61% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan. $280,000. OAC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS 513-89.
It is always a sure sign of spring when I can return for a visit with my friends Greg and Mike at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. We've learned a lot, Greg, over the last year during this pandemic, and one of the things we've discovered, I think, is that people have rediscovered their backyards. They've fallen in love with their outdoor living space again, and Replenish has a lot of ways to help this spring.
We have our Replenish compost, which is a great soil amendment or a top dressing for vegetable or flower gardens. We also have a couple of great soil blends, our topsoil compost blend and our Ute Light garden mix. Along with that, we have two soilless materials that are used for growing vegetables or the professional planters mix that is used for growing in pots, hanging baskets, etc.
Mike, the good thing about you here at Replenish is that they can buy in bulk or they can buy in bag, whatever makes it easier for them to get it home.
We have our blower truck service so we can just blow it right into the flower beds.
You'll find them at 4660 South 200 West in Murray. Call them at 801-262-5142 or find them online at replenishcompost.com. Replenish, it's good stuff.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name is David. I was in trouble with the IRS. I owed about $140,000. It was a very stressful thing to know that you owed that much money to the IRS.
Don't face the IRS alone.
When I knew how much I owe, it was really, I mean, it's overwhelming. It's you worry about the whole you know, your whole world, what's going to happen.
With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
Everything was said and done, and with the IRS offered me to pay $4,000.
You need someone to fight for you.
Do not hesitate. Do not think it twice. Go see Jordan Wilcox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
Anybody that needs help in this situation, please go see him.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
KSL News Time 325. We are watching Utah's money. Shares of AMC Entertainment reversed course during trading today, putting the movie theater right back on track to extend a long losing streak just ahead of release of quarterly results. AMC's stock down 1.5%. It's now tumbled nearly 21.5% over 8 weeks. Moderna has turned its first ever quarterly profit, boosted by its COVID vaccine. The vaccine brought in revenue of $1.73 billion in the first quarter. That reflects 3 full months of the vaccine's use in the U.S. and initial international sales. KSL Drive's car sharing just got a little easier at Tampa International Airport. The Hillsborough County Aviation Authority updated rules for peer-to-peer car sharing apps and services that connect car owners and renters, like an automotive version of Airbnb. Now, the move follows a 2-year court battle between the Aviation Authority and peer-to-peer car-sharing company Turo. Unemployment among military veterans is falling as COVID restrictions are loosening. In fact, joblessness among former members of the armed forces is lower than that of the general population.
Increasingly, corporate America is finding that ex-military members have more than training for specific jobs.
It's a lot of the soft skills that military veterans bring to the job market.
Chris Stevens is with Recruit Military.
Come to work on time, drug-free. Veterans are easily adaptable and accustomed to wearing many, many hats.
His company is holding virtual job fairs today in Texas and in North Carolina and a national online event on May 18th. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And taking a look at the market's close, the Dow ended the day down 318 points. Down. Oh, what am I saying? The Dow ended the day up 318 points. The numbers are green. That is nearly a full percent. It ended at 34,549. S&P 500 up by 34 and the NASDAQ up by 50 points. Got to tell you when it's good news. We'll check your traffic and weather up next.
Want to be a force for change in the world? Want to do something good? Something that matters? Then get vaccinated for COVID-19. Because when you get the vaccine, you're not just protecting yourself. You're protecting all those around you. Your family, your friends, your community. Listen, we all want to see an end to this pandemic, but we need your help. If you're 16 or older, get vaccinated for COVID-19. Find your vaccine at coronavirus.utah.gov.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.